I'm Helen Fees, and we're here today on Cybershow Reflections to discuss some great writings on cybersecurity, digital rights, and computer science. Today we're reading from Marcus Renum's Six Dumbest Ideas in Computer Security. Marcus is credited as being the inventor of the proxy firewall and wrote this article in 2005. Almost 20 years later, many of the problems remain not just unsolved, but comprehensively worse. In this part, we're covering part four and talking about hacking is cool.
Dumb security idea number four.
Number four.
One of the best ways to get rid of cockroaches in your kitchen is to scatter breadcrumbs under the stove, right? Wrong. That's a dumb idea. One of the best ways to discourage hacking on the internet is to give the hackers stock options, buy the books they write about their exploits, take classes on extreme hacking kung fu, and pay them tens of thousands of dollars to do penetration tests against your systems. Right? Wrong. Quote, hacking is cool is a really dumb idea. Around the time I was learning to walk, Don Parker was researching the behavioural aspects of hacking and computer security. He says it better than I ever could. Remote computing freed criminals from the historic requirement of proximity to their crimes. Anonymity and freedom from personal victim confrontation increased the emotional ease of crime, i.e. the victim was only an inanimate computer and not a real person or enterprise. The proliferation of identical systems and means of use and the automation of business made possible and improved the economics of automating crimes and constructing powerful criminal tools and scripts with great leverage. I've no idea who Don Parker is, but he's become Northern industrialist. Sorry, Don. Hidden in Parker's observation is the awareness that hacking is a social problem. It's not a technology problem at all. Timid people could become criminals, he says. The internet has given a whole new form of elbow room to the badly socialised borderline personality. So, the fourth dumbest thing information security practitioners can do is implicitly encourage hackers by lionising them. The media plays directly to this by portraying hackers variously as whiz kids and brilliant technologists. Of course, if you're a reporter from CNN, anyone who can install Linux probably does qualify as a brilliant technologist to you. I find it interesting to compare societal reactions to hackers as whiz kids versus spammers as sleazy con artists. I'm actually heartened to see that the spammers, phishers, and other scammers are adopting the hackers and the techniques of those hackers. This will do more to reverse society's view of hacking than any other thing that we could do. If you're a security practitioner, teaching yourself how to hack is also part of the hacking is cool dumb idea. Think about it for a couple of minutes. Teaching yourself a bunch of exploits and how to use them means you're investing your time in learning a bunch of tools and techniques that are going to go stale as soon as everyone has patched that particular hole. It means you've made part of your professional skill set dependent on penetrate and patch, and you're going to have to be part of the arms race if you want that skill set to remain relevant and up to date. Wouldn't it be more sensible to learn how to design security systems that are hack-proof than to learn how to identify security systems that are broken? My prediction is that's the, quote, hacking is cool dumb idea will be a dead idea in the next 10 years. I'd like to fantasize that it will be replaced with its opposite idea. Good engineering is cool. But so far, there is no sign that's likely to happen.
You're listening to The Cyber Show. Ed, what do you think about?
Yeah, I largely agree with Andy on this one. Hacking is definitely cool. Well, when I was at college, that was actually a major security flaw in the portal, which contained for students, their timetable, their attendance, their personal contact information, their emergency contacts, their grades, you name it, it was on there. And for staff, also the same, their home address, their payroll data, it wasn't good. And yeah, because I cared about the security of the data, because, you know, my own data and my friend's data was on it, I wanted to make sure that it was secure. And to my surprise, it wasn't. And it was only through me hacking that I worked with the college in order to secure the platform, which could have prevented very serious data leaks. And it wasn't really a complex exploit. I mean, it takes very basic security knowledge to do what I did, or even web development knowledge at that, you know. So yeah, hacking is cool, because if it wasn't for, you know, if my teacher didn't encourage me to go ahead with the hack and show him through the flaws in the system, and if I never worked with the IT manager of the college, then thousands and thousands of students' data would be compromised today. So yeah, I disagree with Renham on this one. Hacking certainly is cool. I mean, as Andy said, it's like, we're not talking about the script kiddies here that ruin people's day. We've come a long way since hacking in 2005 was, you know, when systems were really insecure and there wasn't much in the way of a cybersecurity industry. It was very much just part of the IT manager's responsibility. Whether that was for a school or a business or the government, you know, you name it. And the manager had their responsibilities for their own systems, but it's a much larger problem now. The threat landscape has massively changed for the better and the worse. You need a much more dynamic approach to ensuring, you know, that nobody's got 100% security. But to get it pretty close to 100%, you need to have pretty decent teams. From both the red and the blue sides. And the other important thing to note is that you need to be or have been on both sides of, you know, red team and blue team in order to know and have the essential hacking knowledge and skills to know how to secure your system. You need to stay up to date with the hacks that are out there and the vulnerabilities in software that you're running on your own systems yourself. And if you haven't got any experience in pen testing or anything of that sort, you're going to have a bad time, because you're sat there defending against what? I mean, of course you need to have some essential knowledge, but it's not going to do you any favors just assuming that your stuff is secure because you've set up the correct settings or slightly overspec'd some settings and put in a few more extra precautionary measures in your network. And hacking techniques have become far more sophisticated. Cybercriminals are constantly adapting to new security measures. I mean, you need a red team and a blue team in any sophisticated company. You know, aerospace, engineering, GCHQ, you know, they've got both blue and red teams to ensure that their systems are being tested to the limits and working together to create a more secure system. But yeah, there's professional hackers. Professional hackers exist. And to say that hacking itself is a dumb idea? No, that's a dumb thing to say. We need hacking, and it's not going to go away. I mean, regarding the idea of learning how to hack as a security practitioner, Renham presents a valid argument there. I think relying solely on learning exploits and penetration techniques that quickly become outdated is not a sustainable approach, and instead the focus should be on designing robust and resilient systems that minimise vulnerabilities and protect against the emerging threats. And this sentiment aligns with the concept of good engineering is cool, as he says, but I think that in order to design robust and resilient security systems that minimize vulnerabilities, you need a red team. You need a red team to tell the blue team what sort of vulnerabilities are in the system. You need skills on both sides. I mean, of course, this was written in 2005, so it's worth noting that the portrayal of hackers in the media has definitely evolved over time. While some still romanticize the image of whiz kid or brilliant technologist, there is a growing recognition of the negative implications of hacking. Media coverage often highlights the destructive consequences of cyber attacks and emphasizes the need for improved security measures. I mean, even just thinking about something like the NHS WannaCry attack, we know what the media coverage of that was like. I wouldn't say that our media is, you know, sort of encouraging hackers through the way they portray them anymore. Public opinion shifted as more people become victims of this cybercrime as well, and I think that's leading to an increased awareness and efforts to combat hacking activities. But yeah, I agree with the overall sentiment, which is efforts should be concentrated on strengthening security systems, promoting good engineering practices, and also fostering a comprehensive understanding of the evolving threat landscape. But I don't think that's going to come with burying your head in the sand when it comes to hacking. I think that you definitely need that red team there, especially in an organisational point of view. You're not going to have a secure system unless you actually allow people to hack and test it. And in that way, hacking is cool because you're essentially leveraging the same tools that the Black Hat hackers are using for malicious purposes in order to prevent the successful attacks from threat actors. And that only comes when your White Hat Red Team is thoroughly testing your systems.
You're listening to The Cyber Show on www.cybershow.uk. Andy, what do you think of that?
Okay, right, so this is the one that really does it for me. Renoum's objection to the idea that hacking is cool. And I think he's very wrong in his words. Maybe somewhat right in the sentiment, but dead wrong in the words. I mean, first off, hacking is cool. Hacking is cool. You know, it's big and it's clever. And I'll go through the why to, you know, my points of difference from Renoum here, okay. Hacking is cool because computer science is cool. Hacking is cool because creative programming is cool. And because mathematics and signal processing and cryptography are cool. It's cool because systems theory and game theory and dynamics are cool. It's cool because human psychology is cool. And it's cool because democracy and human rights and political activism and so on and so on are all cool. Hacking is all of these things and much more. And it became that when we made digital technology the centerpiece of modern existence. Digital technology basically usurped almost all aspects of human life in the past 30 years. And therefore, active participation in that is vital, socially responsible, meaningful, and cool. And so, you know, let's kind of figure out what the difference is here. What Marcus Renoum is talking about, and what Ken Thompson in one of our earlier episodes was talking about, is a one-dimensional media-made caricature of the hacker, which has very little meaning today, I would say. So sure, yeah, having personal hygiene and mental health problems and living in your mum's basement, wasting time breaking into embarrassingly badly secured military systems, like, that's kind of not cool. And in the 1970s, it was cool because people thought that computers were secure, and so it was fun to embarrass authority and speak truth to power and expose holes in the castle wall and all of that. But it's 2023, and I'd say it's a self-evident, universally acceptable truth now that computers are fundamentally insecure, that nobody really cares, and that the truth doesn't really matter to anyone so long as a buck's being made. And it's probably not going to get better anytime soon. So in the present time, you know, in this milieu, what would you even be trying to prove as a hacker? The point is that the mass media created these caricatures of the disaffected, lonely hacker with something to prove that doesn't exist. And except as a kind of ironic retro culture, you know, like I like to wear a hoodie and have a green terminal font, right? That just shows my age. But that's that sort of thing, but that's not a thing anymore. It's kind of Hogwarts, right? The dark academia. It's a look, it's a style, but it's not a thing. And so what we mean by the word hacker has now vastly expanded from that sort of system cracking game of yesteryear. Modern hacking is something which challenges and exposes and refreshes digital technology in new and creative ways, including art and information war. And that really is still cool. And it remains a necessary check on the status quo and a force to direct human affairs. And I think that Renoum is onto something on this point about, you know, lionizing digital dissent and digital aggression. And I'd actually take that and go a little bit further and say that what's kind of happened in the past 20 years is that the toxic juvenile delinquent elements of the early hacker culture have actually been appropriated by the establishment, you know, Cyber Command, GCHQ recruitment videos, you know, they're aimed at college kids, showing people in black cat suits abseiling into laser guarded data vaults and that sort of thing. You know, we've made bits of it cool, but they're the wrong bits. And after 2001 and 9/11, and when the agencies really, then they started getting really pally with straight up cyber criminals, you know, at meetings of like DEFCON and Black Hat and so on. And then the mood changed, and I think most hackers would agree with this. The mood changed in a way. It became clear that the digital world would be the new battleground for the century. And then it shifted to like we're recruiting soldiers now. And then, yeah, as a broader culture, that seeped out. We've taken up some of the worst parts of that uncool hacker culture and, you know, embraced to make safe. And what's become uncool is all the good stuff now. It's become uncool to deeply reflect, to deeply understand, to be vigilant, to serve, to protect, to make safe. All of the things that we'd want from, you know, all of the things that we'd want ultimately from good hackers. And yeah, Renoum says that at the end. This is, well, the opposite idea should be good engineering is cool. And I think we definitely still need to work on that.
You're listening to The Cyber Show on www.cybershow.uk with me, Ed Navard, and Andy Farnell. Next time on The Cyber Show, part 5, Educating Users.